Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, that was a good one. Sweet, refreshing sounds.
There it is.
Crack, crack.
That's a good one.
That was pretty good crack.
How about
pretty
that cork?
It's a screw cap.
For Myers, screw cap.
It's I knew it was a screw cap, but you know, we're just trying.
Yeah, that was a cork sound.
Austin Norman, Nick Zaner, Uncle Kevin Meyer in the middle. How you doing, Kev?
Hey, good, fellas. How are you guys? Happy Thursday to you.
Great. This is going to be needed. I needed this last night.
Or all previous show or long.
During the entire show. Yeah, yeah, during the game, before the game, after the game.
Nick could drink last night. He was off the clock. Some of us did not.
I was on the Jumbotron. People saw me.
Would you like to tell people about your experience in the three-point section?
Oh, yeah. So I have, I mean, there's about a group of, I don't know, there's probably nine of them that have, of my buddies that have season tickets in section 115. It's like row 13. And that's where, whenever I go to games, that's where I sit because they always have one person that can't make it or whatever. So last night, we're sitting there, and that's where I've sat every game this season, is section 115. And it's been crazy, Uncle Kev, because never have we ever been the three-point section of the game. And so three-point section of the game is essentially where every time a three-pointer is made, they throw t-shirts in the stands. Well, last night, we finally are the three-point section of the game. And Connor Sejan starts the day 3-for-3 from beyond the three-point line. So we're like, man, it's going to be raining t-shirts in our section all game long. And bless her heart, the student intern or marketing person, whoever throws the t-shirts, she winds up and tries to get it up to our section, row 13, so not very far up. And she holds onto the t-shirt too long, drills a guy in the face with the t-shirt in row 3. And I mean, just had a noodle for an arm.
Just a little late release.
Yeah, just a little late release. So then we're like, all right, we'll give her another chance. She tried to wind up and she didn't get it past like row 8. So we just didn't even get, there was not even a chance. They brought out the cannon one time, but it was like 12 rows too far, you know, because it was a really disappointing evening. So yeah, I say all that to say I really needed this.
Well, I think that who's ever in charge of that needs to think ahead.
Yeah, right. Right. We're gonna be throwing t-shirts into the stands here.
I mean, and if you're gonna do the promotion, you should be able to execute the promotion. Am I wrong?
Yeah. So, she just drills a guy right in the face in like the third row.
At least
just
it was a t-shirt.
It was a t-shirt. Yep. So it happens. Nice. But anyway.
What you got for us today?
Well, Jeff? I think we ought to do the wine first, simply for the fact that the beer is actually going to be kind of sweet.
I believe that's 2 weeks in a row we're doing wine first.
Yeah, I think so. Because really we did that lemon lime sour last
that's
week.
Right.
The Gatorade one. And it was legit. I mean, it tasted like Gatorade.
Lemon lime Gatorade.
Yeah. I might need to know which one that is.
It's called Fourth Quarter.
Okay. And, oh, it's even got sports reference.
Yes, exactly. So, that I mean, like I said before, in my efforts to remain topical, I'm trying to do my best. So,
this is delicious.
This is my effort in order to try to will spring into existence. Mm. That's what we're about right now. We've turned the corner. We're almost done with January. We need to will spring into existence. And so I brought in a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. The name of the winery is called Crossings. Now, in and of itself, excuse me, there's nothing super rare or unusual about this particular brand of wine, but there is about where it comes from. And this comes from New Zealand, and New Zealand is divided into two islands. And this comes from the north tip of the South Island. It's a place called Marlborough.
Smaller one?
Size-wise, I think they're pretty close in size, but it's basically the South Island, but the north end of it. And it's made of a grape called Sauvignon Blanc, which they grow all over the world. So again, nothing really that exciting about it, except for the ones in New Zealand have a high concentration of a compound called pyrazine, which is the same compound found in grapefruits. So they're super refreshing, super bright, super clean, cut a little bit tart, but just it tastes like spring in a glass to me.
Yeah, you brought the word refreshing up, and that's exactly what this is. This feels like something that you would sit on the back deck in spring when it's like the first warm day of the year, when it's like, all right, yeah, you know, it feels like it's really nice outside. You look, it's only 65 degrees, but it feels like 80 because you're used to such cold weather. You sit on the back deck and this is what you drink.
And you get some of those citrus notes in there.
Yeah, it most definitely, both on the palate and on the nose, it's very citrusy, very bright. It has that acidity, so it's kind of racy.
But it's easy to drink.
Easy to drink, super clean. A wine like this doesn't see any oak barrel aging. It's basically picked, fermented, and bottled, within a very, very short time frame. And plus, they're Southern Hemisphere, so they're actually harvesting in spring versus harvesting in fall like we do in the Northern Hemisphere. So super, super fresh. $15 on the shelf.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, we're willing spring into existence, and I thought this would be a great way to do it.
This is one where you almost, and this is rare for me with wines, is that like I have to be careful not to drink it too fast.
It's a patio pounder for sure.
Yeah, it is in wine form. And that's rare for me to say, because I do enjoy savoring it, but this is one that I looked and I'm like, man, I already am almost done with it because it does go down so easy.
It's like white men can't jump. It's too easy.
Which, for something that has the tartness in the citrus, that's not normally something that goes down that easy or that quick. But this does. Good job, New Zealand.
It's delicious.
Yeah,
I call dibs on that bottle.
Yeah, you're welcome to it.
Thank you.
And a wine like this, too.
I was more so saying Austin, too.
Yeah, no.
While it's very fresh, it isn't going to last long once it's open. So you want to drink it right away.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun.
That'll be with dinner tonight. What would you pair this with?
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know, I would do like a little sautéed shrimp.
That cool.
Yeah. Cool. You got anything your like some frozen?
I love. I could eat shrimp all day, every day.
What I would do is put a little olive oil in a pan.
Yep.
And don't get too crazy with some seasoning. If you have any, like just some you could do like some Old Bay, you could even put in a little bit of Mexican seasoning on there.
Oh yeah.
And then just saute that, put it over some light butter noodles, something like that would be perfect.
I was just gonna say, like I and maybe this is completely off, I would do it with like a chicken Alfredo.
Yeah. No, that would work too.
Like chicken Alfredo, side of broccoli, and this would be really good paired together.
The other thing I was thinking with the shrimp, you could actually pour a little bit of the wine in the sauté.
Yeah, or a shrimp Alfredo. Yeah, something like that. Do that too. Yeah. Gosh dang, that's good. That's really, really good.
All right, we're one for one.
One for one. Okay.
What comes out of the crazy looking fireworks can over there?
Crazy looking fireworks can. This is from Drecker Brewing in Fargo, North Dakota. And North Dakota. And it's called their After School Snack Time Sour. And ooh, it is, believe it or not,
it is red.
It's red.
It is red.
It's pineapple, plum, strawberry, raspberry, passion fruit.
Strawberry.
And it's meant to give you the sensation of like fruit gushers or fruit by the foot, but made into a beer.
I was going to say, I haven't taken a drink of it yet, but all I smell strawberry when I go to take a sip. That's all I smell is like
that's not your thrilled face, Kevin. That's not your thrilled face.
No, I mean, I'm thrilled, but I feel like a child. This is too good. I like
you
it
can't
more.
Taste alcohol.
I know. I like it way more than what I should. It is like throwing a handful of fruit gushers in your mouth and then just chomping those babies down.
This is not one where you can take a big gulp of it, though. Like, this is a... Oh, well, that's Kevin. Kevin loves it. He's like, this is real good.
It's runny, but it feels a little heavy.
It like, definitely has some dense
vibes. That's right.
I get the fruit gusher thing. I also get like carbonated Hawaiian punch vibes.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you can't taste any alcohol. There's no, there's no bite or anything like that.
No, there's no ether. There's no bite. Yeah. There's no sort of kick on the end. It tastes like candy.
Oh my God. Literally.
It's crazy.
If adults went trick-or-treating, they would want this.
This would be an adult trick-or-treater, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh.
But now you can see why we drank that first, because if you were to drink that first and then drink that tart, dry wine.
Yeah.
Is this how North Dakotans get their fruit?
It must be.
Man, Kevin, this Uncle Kev, man, this is good.
Isn't that weird?
It doesn't give off the appearance that it's good. Like once you pour it out, the can looks great. The can is awesome.
The can is cool.
But once you pour it out in this glass, it doesn't look like something that you would like.
I'm looking for the ABV on here, and I just
zero.
I was gonna say
it's probably 1.5.
No, I bet it's probably five, in the six or seven range, and you wouldn't even.
No way.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
You've got those
sours
kidding.
Can be tricky.
What's it called?
It's called Drecker, and it's called After School Snack Time Sour.
Okay, after I'm gonna look this up. Snack Time Sour.
I'm a big cold caffeinated beverage guy.
Oh yeah. No, I'm a pop drinker.
This honestly tastes like, it's very close to being like a pop.
Do you
more so than like a sour beer?
What's the guesses? What's the guesses on the ABV?
I'm going six.
What are you saying?
7.5?
6.8. Right in the middle of you guys. Nice job. 6.8.
You wouldn't know.
Not a clue. My goodness. What else is going on in the shop, Uncle Kev? How's things going?
It's going good. January is like Groundhog Day in the liquor business in Lincoln, Nebraska. We literally go from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, and it's like, where did everybody go? Mm-hmm. And so we just sort of hang out and sort of regroup. And usually around Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, people come kind of back out of hibernation. And then we're pretty consistent, plus or minus 10% February through August. I was kind of hoping we'd see a little bit of uptick with the national championship game on Monday, but didn't really see much in the way. But
the TV numbers were bad too, so you're not alone on that.
I just think it's one of those things that come January, people are cold, they kind of feel fat, they're kind of feeling broke.
I'll say they think that they can go sober.
Dry January. They got that credit card bill that came due from all the Christmas presents that they bought.
That's right.
And they're like, whoa, I can't tighten the old belt here.
So. I can't get any after school snacks.
Right. But you can if you come to Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Because it's affordable. It's in their price range. And it's the local business. And it's great.
What's the price for that after school snack?
A can of these, they're not cheap. They're about $6 a can.
Okay.
Like $5.75. But it's a 16-ounce can. And it's definitely one of those beers that you wouldn't want to sit there and try to crush four of them. It's
challenge fun. Accepted.
Yeah. It brings out the inner child in me, and you know, I can dig it.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing going on Saturday, so okay, four cans of after school snack. No, I mean the Gushers reference is very accurate. I'm shocked about the 6.8, but you know, if you're into that, you know,
that's a fun bonus.
Yeah, it's a fun bonus, but no, it tastes delicious. It tastes delicious when frankly, it looks like tomato juice.
Kind of.
It looks like a dark tomato juice.
Or like just a smoothie, like a raspberry smoothie.
Slushy, something like that. Yeah. I mean, it smells good too. I mean, two for two, Kev. Nice job, my friend.
Fun stuff.
I always enjoy when I get to hang out.
Me too, man.
You're always welcome.
We're
always here. You know where and when to find us.
Yeah, every Thursday. How could I forget?
Well, you're in and out of the station like throughout the day, so usually by the time I get here, you've already put in a good solid
little bit. Well, so $15 for the wine, which is what again?
It's called the Crossings. It's a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, from the Marlborough region, and the beer is Drecker from Fargo, North Dakota, and they call it the After School Snack Time Sour.
Yum!
Incredible.
Fun times.
Incredible, and so are the drinks.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll go to break. We'll have Old School, myself, and Jay right after this.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more.
Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store.
Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.